Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's do it. Sounds so excited. Not in the best mood this morning, but
no.
Sorry. Talk about it later.
An insane mainframe. Go! This is your announcer, Shannon Saint Mainframe, welcoming you to our IP livecast. It's March Madness and my bracket is already busted. No, dummy. This has nothing to do with college basketball. The bracket that keeps me mounted to the wall of the studio broke. I've been down on the floor for 3 days. Can someone please pick me up? It's like a minefield of body hair and sunflower seed shells down here. So gross. Our IP live cast starts now.
Shannon, you got to speed it up there. The track looped over.
You got to get your
intros in properly.
So. Rob, you callous human being. She's been laying on the floor for 3 days amongst bodily fluids and discarded husks of food that have been strewn across the floor, and you're worried about her job performance?
She should be doing her job better. Yes, exactly.
This woman is crying out for help.
She wasn't crying. She wasn't emoting.
I heard a little quiver in her voice there, I have to say. And also, can I point out, she's pining away for human bondage or raw cyborg bondage because it's better than laying on the floor. She'd rather be mounted to a wall to read our announcements.
Rob likes mounting things.
Oh. Yes,
I mean, you guys don't like mounting.
You can help. Yeah, I'm sure I do.
I prefer to be on top. Yes. 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 Not in a submissive way, but yes. Although,
I don't know.
I'm judging that. You just asked what my preference was.
I'm not saying I have a preference one way or the other. I prefer all different methods of intercourse.
What's the weirdest position you ever got into?
Weirdest?
Yes. The most unusual, the most uncommon.
I'm not a do lots of weird things guy.
Me neither.
You were asking Rob. I thought it may be a general question. Oh, good.
Well, sure. But yeah, we could open it up to the
room. I don't have a good answer, though. I think Rob would be the most entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't know anything like too uncommon, but like I've definitely improvised into like, I've fucked standing up, which is really, really fun. Feels very powerful.
It's just like with the other person bent over and you're just standing behind them, or?
No, it's like we're hugging. It's like the missionary position.
And their legs are up wrapped around you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Being strong, Rava.
You can do that to a grown human being like that? For
sure.
Wow.
If the adrenaline is pumping.
Something else is pumping too.
Well, yeah, definitely. But I mean, like, what the thing is, I'm not doing it for like that long. It's like a minute or two. And then usually I have to take a break right after because that's like, it expends a lot of energy.
Arms hurt.
Just,
legs hurt.
It's just like a
blasting those quads.
It's more just I have to catch my breath more than anything.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So the swimming helps.
Yeah.
I'm sure. While we're on the subject of sex, I just want to point out, I've been saying for years on this show, whenever the meat holes joke comes up, that I do not watch it, and I only played it up for a joke on the show as a meme. I want to thank Sir Toast-a-Lot in our chat for going and digging up a clip of me in episode 170. So we're talking about probably 2010, saying very clearly that I do not watch meat holes and that that type of aggressive porn is repulsive to me. So,
which he posted a couple clips. Which one is it?
He posted a short one, and then he said, actually, this was such a good clip, I posted some more context. So it's the second one of two, and you can maybe send that to Rob, and he can
from
play
today?
It.
This is from today? Yeah.
Just
it's
now.
Today at 11.02 a.m.
All right, hold
in
on.
In the general channel.
So I want to point out this is in our Discord, where you can come and hang out with us, and now you can see all the other Discords I'm a member of.
I don't see any Discords that you're a member of. What Discords are you a member? Oh, my God. So many.
I don't really use any of them but the livecast one. So I guess it's this one, right?
Yes.
Oh, and I want to quickly mention before I play this clip, if you want to join our Discord, there is an invite in the episode description on our podcast pages. Please come hang out with us. We're in there all the time, us and our fellow livecast stars, and you can come hang.
Yeah.
So here's an old clip of Darren and Meatholes from 170. If he hasn't been already, right?
I'm hit and miss on the game. Some of them are very
no comment from Nick.
I'm sorry, I probably talked over him. You want to comment?
He didn't
that?
Say anything.
His resume is still pending with the company. So
he has an NDA that he signed. He doesn't want to.
There's a lot of rude technical terms.
And in the chat, I do not prefer the meat holes. Meat holes to me is over the line.
I thought you were going
to
say overrated.
Can you remind me what
meat
holes again?
Just a rough, sometimes. But I mean, it's more, how do I put this?
Degradation.
A particular website that they do their own things their own way. Just like Gag Factor, just like facial abuse. They all have their own flavor.
Which works.
They all have their own flavor. And meat holes has a very, like, because they interview the girl.
Who owns that? Is it a Bang Bus production?
It's reality based.
I watched one.
Very degrading.
I watched one facial abuse. I can't take it. Facial abuse is it makes me cringe.
The other one that they puking on dicks and shit.
Yeah, like they actively encourage the
puking on dicks.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite Creedence Clearwater revival song.
Down on the corner, puking on dicks.
That's the one.
Wow, remember like it was yesterday. Yeah.
John Fogerty was going through.
Can
some
we
shit.
Write that during the music?
Yeah, let's do it.
The new 9/11 song.
Oh. Lovely. That was good. Oh.
It's anyway. So funny how whenever we listen to one of these, at least once during the clip, I have the thought to say something, and then my past self says it.
Yes, exactly. It's terrifying.
At least we're
consistent. Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind. I mean, I guess meat holes is too much.
Does meat holes
like,
still
I don't
exist?
Like,
do they still?
I just looked it up. There's still Google results.
I think it's what meat holes. Every porn site tries to find a niche, and their thing was like trying to make the girl cry or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like they try, but not with like physical stuff. Like just trying to mentally break her down, and that I find that repulsive. I find that's like
that's not fun. That's boring.
Even if the
it's
girl
boring?
Is into it, I just find it, it's not sexually attractive. Like, I don't want to see a girl's life fall apart. You know, I don't mind, like, rough sex stuff, but I don't want to see I don't want to see her mentally, like, have a breakdown.
Would it be different if it was a dude?
You mean if Rob, like if it was a gay porn, the version of that?
Gay or straight, either way, just if they were trying to get the dude actor to cry and just, like, regret all his life choices.
I don't understand, like, why... I don't get turned on by people crying.
No, I'm not saying would it turn you on if it was a dude instead of a woman. I'm saying would you feel less disgusted by it?
I think
there's... Would it be more watchable?
I would say there... No, it wouldn't be more watchable. I would say it would remove a layer of horribleness because there's less baggage attached to men having emotional breakdowns than there is to women. But I still don't see the point. I don't think it would get my dick hard in any way.
I feel like I don't watch these, but I feel like the point is probably like it's still an intimate display. It's still something you typically don't see outside of a person you don't typically see publicly. So like if you're a sociopath and just seeing people have sex isn't enough for you, isn't raw enough. then maybe seeing them have a nervous breakdown in front of you is what does it, because it's that level of just like inside a person's head, inside their private moments.
If the woman participating is on board, I have no problem with people like that. And if the women are safe and all our participants are safe, man or woman, but I don't trust porn sites and directors to deliver that. So that's what worries me a little more.
But are we sure that it's not all
legit
in the moment? They really are that upset.
I'm not sure. I think it may very well be staged, but I don't think it's a good direction for the industry to go in, because I think there are many unscrupulous people who will not stage it and just berate the shit out of women who need money.
It's just funny to be like, oh man, I'm so horny. Quick, load that video of that girl being berated. Oh yeah, that's what I want. You know, like,
right.
But you know, there are people out there that's exactly what does it for them.
Yeah, like,
sure. I mean, hey, I guess it is kind of relatively safe sex.
Well,
there's emotional trauma, I guess, but.
The debate is whether they will watch that and feel a release, and then they don't have to feel like they need to berate women, or will it inflame their need to want to do that?
Right.
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know. I guess some people might have a separation, some might not. Who knows?
Also, like, I've told the story before of when I dated a girl who had a sneeze fetish. If there are people that have a sneeze fetish, there's probably people that have a crying fetish, and it has nothing to do with, like, the emotion or the mental anguish. It's just the actual physical act of tears coming out of a person's face that gets them off.
So your theory is
right?
that meat holes is for lacrimophiles, and they're not talking about, like, they don't want the people. We don't want the people.
I'm
who
sure for some of them, they are into the actual mental aspect of it, too, but there's got to be a portion. A small portion.
I guess, you know, there are people
who
just, get off on the scenario. Like, I've definitely, I hooked up with a guy once who just his whole thing was like to I'm punishing him. Like he's a bad boy. And it got to the point where I'm like, am I even enjoying this? This is like too much role play. Yeah.
So how many times did you hook up with him before you got sick of it?
Just that once.
Okay,
and so. What was your role play? What exactly, like, do you remember any of the things he said?
I was just like, I'm not going to repeat it. I feel
you don't have to say, like, word for word, but did he want to be like a baby, like a child, or did he want to be like an
There
adult?
Was a little infantilizing, which kind of was just like, I didn't really sign up for that until he started, like, crying, like, please, no, and it's just like, ew, shut up.
Not your thing.
Not my thing. No, I mean, I like being verbal and demeaning and all that. That's fun, but it has to kind of be. I prefer it more when the other person enjoys being called names, a slut.
You want them to give you positive feedback and not like feel like they don't. You don't want them to get
there
off
is also,
on.
Well, I do like the idea of, and I want to preface this by saying this is consensual, of like a no, don't, right. No. Like
agreed
I like
upon beforehand.
Yeah. There's actually a phrase for it. It's called consensual non-consent.
I've heard that, yeah.
And,
I have not heard that, wow.
And some people take it a little more extreme than others. Like I've gotten solicitations to essentially rape a person, and I'm like,
act out raping,
right? Well, like they basically laid out the whole scenario, like, come to my house, open my door, which is unlocked, I'm in the bed, I will resist. And it's just like, I don't know,
that's asking for trouble, like outside of the sexual thing, like,
yeah,
like
are
doing it,
your neighbors know.
Doing it with a person you don't know, I think, is the not in a judgmental way, but you're opening the door for them to just be like, this person's raping me, and have you arrested.
Yeah.
They could be psychotic.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. But I mean, you have the text transcripts to kind of prove that it's agreed upon.
I wouldn't even want to dip my toe in that field.
But
like,
yeah,
do it with your if you did it with your partner or something, you know, like that you know for a while, it'd be different.
The benefit of doing it with your partner is you can make it a little bit more spontaneous. Like, you could agree that this act will happen at some point, but then it's up to you when you actually spring it on them.
Yeah, you can't do it on the person that works at the accounting firm, and you don't know when they're going
to
– you got to wait in their hallway for 8 hours.
You don't have to worry about, like, offending them or hurting them or whatever. It's, you'll never see them again. It's fine. You can just be as big of an asshole as you want.
Until you get on the subway the next day, and there they are sitting across from
you. I've never come in contact with that.
Well, now there's face masks and stuff, so there's that added layer of anonymity.
I've been waiting 4 hours to rape this guy. Where the fuck is he? He's still at Bear Stearns.
Drop.
Yeah, please. That's an old school style drop. That's from year two.
I'm just reading some of the comments.
About
some
what?
Good ones. Read the Hope Pig Destroyer one.
Hope Pig Destroyer says, Darren seems like the type of guy that would be really good talking with porn stars before the scene, making them comfortable.
Wow. What a compliment.
Yeah, thank you. That's so nice.
Compliment.
Can you elaborate why you think that? That's such a nice statement.
And does this mean Darren would be like the co-star, or he's like on the production side and he's just getting them ready to go do their scene? Like,
is he the fluffer?
I'm the emotional fluffer. I think that's my role.
You're the intimacy coordinator.
I'm like, okay, you're going to get degraded, but here's the deal.
Here's some pictures of the actor with his puppy. He's actually really a nice guy. He doesn't mean it.
If you want to... let us know your most unique sexual position. Give us a call, 213-WIDE-NUT, 213-943-3688. That's the number.
There's also El Dudorino complimenting you on a Slayer shirt. Is that what?
Yeah.
I can't even see that.
Yeah.
Oh,
this
there we
shirt
go.
Is 15 years old, give or take. I got this when Lonnie got married. He gave all the groomsmen gifts, and one of the gifts was a metal shirt. So this shirt is slightly older than than Lonnie's marriage.
Oh, okay.
You can see how few times I've worn it because it's still in basically perfect condition.
I was going to say it had to either be a promo from some job or a gift because there's no way you were buying a Slayer shirt.
No. I had to take one for free, and that's exactly what I did. And it's very tight fitting. There was a time where I was a little too chunky to wear this because it would look like I was wearing a metal girdle. But, I don't know that it's nothing massive, but it's just like the couple of pounds that make me feel less self-conscious wearing a shirt that's probably a medium and not a large.
I know that feeling.
You can't really tell as much.
I've had band shirts of bands I don't like that I just acquired. Like Oasis, I guess. I think I had an Oasis shirt. I don't have any currently to show you, but
I just can't wear them. I feel like too much of a poser.
What? You like wear them all the time on the show. Is that just on the show?
Of bands I don't like?
Oh, I thought you meant band shirts generally.
No, I'm saying all the band shirts that I wear are bands that I proudly endorse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, I've gotten promos of band shirts. And I'm just like, I'm not going to wear this.
I mean, I would wear the Oasis shirt around my house. I don't think I would have worn it outside.
I mean, I have like that. Like, Slayer I like. I've listened to. They're not like my favorite, so I wouldn't have bought. But, like, Pig Destroyer is not a band that I actually listen to. I don't have an opinion on them one way or the other than Blake is a great guy, but he gave us each a shirt.
I remember, that's a great shirt. I have that one, but that's, I mean, like I said, I wouldn't think that they're like my favorite band. I don't think I can name a song, but he's just an awesome dude, so I haven't worn that one. I remember I had a Slayer shirt when I was about 20 or so, and I was so proud of it, and it said Slaytanic Wehrmacht, and I was like, that was like their, you know, one of their, like, I guess memes, I don't know, that would be all over their merch.
Okay.
And it was like a little eagle. It was like their Eddie. You know, they had a little eagle that was on all their covers, and he had a satanic, like an SS helmet. And I didn't even stop to think about it. Like, this is a repulsive shirt to be wearing. I'm like,
oh,
I didn't
that's
consider my
Slayer.
I just only in retrospect, because I was a dumb 20-year-old. I was like, it's fucking Slayer. It wasn't like, I think most people are like that. I don't think like Slayer fans are generally Nazis or whatever. They just used all this Nazi imagery.
That was like a thing back then. Like, if you look at pictures of the Sex Pistols, damn near every picture, one of them's got a swastika on them. But nobody's accusing the Sex Pistols of being Nazis. It's just like a thing people did for shock value back then.
Totally. Especially Slayer.
Yeah.
There we go. That's not the one I had, but that was like, it was a much cooler design. Not that one. It was like that. It was that guy, but it was like a different.
I know the shirt you're talking about.
Yeah, it's in there somewhere.
Oh, is it this?
No. It was a really nice design. It was like an all-over print on both sides. We're just going through every Slayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
You get the idea. It was like that.
We should make a live cast shirt that's just this exact design so Darren could order it and have, like, he could, like, you know, reclaim the Nazi Slayer imagery for something that he actually can stand behind.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, it'll be a one of one.
Make it Slater from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, that guy's worse than a Nazi.
I saw that shirt once. It was like the Slayer logo. It just said Slater and had his face with red eyes.
Oh, God.
El Duderino said Bear Stearns is Rob's favorite position.
Mm. Hi-yo. Mm-hmm. I guess I like doggies. Doggy or missionary is my fave. Mm. I like coordinator because I like...
What was that?
I'm not coordinated enough.
What coordination I don't know. I just, required?
To the dog?
It's too awkward of an angle for me. I can't.
Angle.
Confident.
What about it bothers you?
I don't know. It's just like the way I position myself or the way I feel comfortable positioning myself. I always end up slipping out. I can't like get a consistent pump going. And then
That's
in my head.
That's the most important thing, really.
It is.
I'm not even being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Have you tried with your partner's feet standing on the floor? That might help your angle.
There's also, like, but then it's got to be, you got to be a specific height, and so do they, or else somebody's, like, doing knee bends a little bit. I always found it too awkward to coordinate. I just, like, one of us lay down, the other one get on top, and get this going.
Let's get this over with.
That's what I thought you were saying.
Let's get it going. I mean, it's over with in a few minutes anyway. It's not like a marathon, man.
What's a few? Can you clarify that?
I don't know, 5 to 10. After a while, I just feel like, oh, she's probably bored by now. Let me.
How does this?
When the ref tells the wrestler to bring it home, I just tell myself to bring it home.
How does this creep into your head while you're getting your nut off?
I'm a very self-conscious person.
I mean, I am too, to an extreme, but I feel like those are the, like, whatever amount of minutes that I'm not that, you know?
I honestly, psychoanalyzing Sid, it all dates back to a girl I was with in college when I took her virginity. And I remember that when we were doing it that first time, I was on top and it was taking a while. And I remember at one point I was sweating and I felt a bead of my sweat drip off of me onto her face. It's just like this poor girl. It's probably it hurts because it's her first time.
Oh.
And now I'm like literally pouring sweat on her. You might have gotten in her eye for
like
all
you're
her.
Not doing her. She's not doing you a favor. Like it's something you both should be enjoying.
But I felt so bad that now I'm like, I never want to relive that moment. So I never want to be pounding away long enough that I break a sweat.
See, for me, it's the opposite. When I break a sweat and I'm sweating on them, I think that's hot. I think that's really
I don't know. Maybe it's
different in the gay community. I feel like men are more into like that macho, like, you know, I'm sweating and I just want to sweat on each other and smell your musk.
I guess that's true. There's a lot of guys into musk. I like a clean shower.
Not that no women like that, but I feel like a girl having her first experience, you know, maybe feel like that woman is now like 45 and she's, you know, married with two kids, but every time she has sex, this bead of sweat comes down.
This
she
is
imagines
the one who cheated on me. And then the guy she cheated on me with cheated on her with a student of his at the high school he worked at. So fuck her.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I wasn't defending her. I just think it's funny. Yeah. Screw her. Well, no.
But yeah. It still stays with me. also the time that I was going down on her, and while I was going down on her, she asked me if I knew anybody who knew how to repair stereo equipment. Like, what? I can see how that
traumatized
the time to ask that question, huh?
I could see why, after having such poor experiences with your first
I think this
girlfriend,
was
you're just like to get in and out.
Was that your first girlfriend, or you were her
first
sex
girlfriend?
No,
girlfriend.
Yeah. Your first sex girlfriend.
Was that the worst one, though?
The worst fuck?
Well, your worst traumatic experience.
I mean, what I you know, none of these experiences are that traumatic because I still joke about them. But the sweating on her was bad. I don't know if it was the worst.
That's so funny to me that sweating on a girl is traumatic.
I just felt
for you.
Bad.
Like,
I felt bad for her.
Felt bad about why?
And
then
I was like
water.
In my head and self-conscious.
Why?
But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Nothing was too scarring for me personally. I worry that it was more scarring for the girls. I worry about their experience.
Well,
like one
time
I was with the first girl I ever had sex with. It wasn't the first time we did it, but one of the times that she's like on top of me and it was taking a while and I think I dozed off for like a brief second and she noticed.
What?
I must have told this story on the show before.
Hold on. You're having sex. You have a boner?
I fall asleep really easily.
With a boner? Like, are you not focused on like that you're going to get like – how can you even think about
she wasn't she was like doing it too slowly, I guess. I don't know.
What? But like you have a boner. Like I
you wake up with a boner all the time, right? So you
that's different.
You must be able to
I've never passed out with
a that's a piss bone. That's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I shot a load of piss in or whatever. I'm back away. Who knows? No, I wore a condom, so if anything I just pissed on myself.
Oh man, you reminded me of a kid in school who it was in camp, one of these dumb horrible camps I went to. That this kid was bragging that he had sex with a girl and intentionally pissed inside of her, and laughing about it, like as if he had pranked her in some way, like as if this was Jackass.
I remember it was like a big thing on the Howard Stern show that the lead singer of Rat back in the day was on there, and he talked about how he did that to Madonna once.
What?
Yeah, that was like they play that clip back anytime Madonna came up in conversation.
It was like when Madonna was like a bohemian, like not.
Yes,
not
or maybe like, maybe she was already
borderline
like mid-80s famous, but not like
not Madonna,
not elite like Blonde Ambition yet.
Good grief!
They probably like got together at the back of a VMAs or something like 1986.
Well, Howard now interviews people on the level of Madonna exclusively, so maybe he can ask her that.
God.
Imagine he has Madonna on there. Oh, boy, listen. The guy from Rat said.
Bring him back, too. I'm sure he's available. Is he alive? Is Stephen Piercy still alive?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have even been able to call up that name.
I don't know why I remember the name. I think because, like, Eddie Trunk used to mention it every fucking week on his fucking radio show.
You listen to that?
Yeah, he's 65 years old. Damn.
Was that one of the shows you had to edit, or do you just listen to Eddie Trunk?
No, back in the day in, like, college, me and my friends would just, you know, we'd drive around, and, like, Saturday night, we'd just have that station on and listen to, like, Eddie Trunk. Maybe Mike Piazza would call in. It was nice.
Oh, yeah, and it was the only rock show in New York at the time, I remember.
He played some good stuff. He played some awful stuff, but there's enough good metal and hard rock. Time
can't
and always Stephen Piercy always an update
video
on what Stephen Piercy's doing.
Why
can't see
whose vagina he's pissing in? This
Eddie
week?
Trunk's wife.
Oh,
that's all he can get, man. That's all he can get.
So was Eddie Trunk like cucking himself to have the man who pissed in his wife's vagina on the show?
1,000% he would do that.
I don't even, like, how is that, like, you'd have to lose your boner or, like, get a half a boner while still fucking and then, like, have the mental stamina to focus on peeing while penetrating someone. It seems like a lot of work.
Well, the fact that that's possible makes me very scared that I've done that by accident.
I've had moments where I worry that like, when I had to pee, but then sex just spontaneously happened and I wasn't able to like pause to go to the bathroom. And I worry about it, but I don't think it's ever actually happened.
I believe physically when you have a boner,
there's like a valve.
Yeah. A valve kind of like shuts it out, shuts off the pee hole. So you don't.
Yeah.
I'm much more worried about farting during a blowjob, honestly. Like, that really freaks me out. I've had some serious, like, chili dysfunction down there, like, while getting head, and I'm like, oh, please, God.
If you're having that kind of dysfunction, maybe take a pause. I don't know. Maybe that's not the right time
to have. It's such a bad look to stop a blowjob, Rob. It's like, for that reason. Like, you know, if you were having a medical emergency, well, I guess that's kind of a medical emergency, but I mean a real one, you know. Or something, the house is on fire, fine, but you don't want to really stop a blow. I mean, I'd start again. You don't want to stop the proceedings. Especially...
Did both partners have the chili?
I'm not talking about a specific time. I'm talking about, like just general, which I've had a lot of in my life, like general uneasiness. And it just comes up. That, I used to eat really bad. I feel like I had an identical diet to Sid. And I used to be the poop so much guy. Like, and I just have... Finally got sick of that, you know. Like, although I do enjoy the merits of that lifestyle, I just feel like I feel like I'm too old to keep doing it, and I'm afraid, you know. So.
You just speaking of which, you just went to Rowan Roaster to try the new fries.
I did, and they are well. All right, you want to give the recap of what that story is about, and then I'll tell you my experience.
So our beloved local fast food joint, Rowan Roaster, one of their favorite. Items, one of their favorite sides was their fries, their cottage fries. They're like crinkle cut little silver dollar shape. You get them covered with cheese. It's delicious. And because of supply chain issues, they were not able to stock that anymore. So they've changed their fries to more of like not even a fresh cut, not really a potato wedge. What will you call the shape?
It's part of my story, actually. I got the fries and they were like... The best way to describe them is they're just like the same round cottage fries, but like sort of concave. I feel like they're just like folded up into like a U shape. But they taste almost exactly the same. I would say they're better. I enjoyed the experience better. They're crispier. They're not soggy in any way.
Here are the old fries. Well, I feel like the old fries were crispy. And then
if you got them fresh at the place and didn't take them home and you just ate them there, they were mwah.
That's my picture, yeah, of my fries. See how they're like sort of circular, but they're folded
up.
Yeah,
they're
like Doritos.
Right, it looks like TGI Fridays potato skins or something.
No, they're really good, man. Thoroughly enjoyed that. And it took my break. I do like a once a week like shitty food excursion because I know I'll binge out if I don't like open a safety valve. So Rolling Roaster was my thing this week.
And was that a fried chicken sandwich?
Yeah. That's the best chicken, better than Popeyes. It's so good. And then slap them on a bun, but there's also a nice sauce, and it's very good.
Highly recommend. I always get the grilled chicken. I have to try the.
Any veggies on the sandwich, or it's just?
Come on.
It's got pickles.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Yeah, it's got pickles. I don't know if that's a veggie. I guess technically it is.
For Rolling Roaster, that's definitely a veggie.
They do have salad.
No, but... You look at scored with the people. Well, like, why would you come here of all places for salad?
I think they do it, like, because you're going in a big party of people, and then one of them has to have a salad. So
yeah,
they
fair.
Throw the salad up there, you know. No one's going there for salad,
yeah.
though. You're right.
One of them wants to not eat like a total pig.
They're going to fuck later, so they can't have the chicken parm.
I will say, if you're going to eat like a pig, Rolling Roaster is probably the least piggish place to do it. Like, the food's fresh, at least. It's not healthy, but it's good ingredients, and it's good, like, it's good.
Super oily.
It's good, it's good bad food. It's not Burger King, you know. By the way, this week's sponsor,
Burger King. I don't understand why that was necessary.
I don't like Burger King. I hate it. Burger King, I've mentioned this on the air before, is the number one all-time leader. I really want to eat that. Oh, my God, what did I just do? Worse than White Castle. Because at least White Castle, although the same phenomenon happens, at least it tastes good.
I don't know. Whopper is fucking delicious. We've talked about this before.
The Whopper is
I love it.
The Whopper is the one thing that I would eat from Burger King that's not completely disgusting. And the reason is they take the burger and they slather it with 90 ingredients, and all you're tasting is that combination of ingredients and not the burger. The burger is such low quality at Burger King. It's embarrassing, in my opinion.
I can't remember the last time I had a burger at Burger King. It might have been high school.
Like, it's been so long.
I went to an airport a few weeks ago. It was
long. Well, there's so many things to eat in. And what airport were you in? That the best thing was Burger King.
The
Is there an airport in Rikers?
In Rikers?
Yeah, Rikers Island has its own airport.
There might be.
Why was I in Rikers?
Huh?
Why was I at Rikers?
I don't know. Seems like that's the only place where Burger King might be the best option. Like if you're in prison.
Do they have Burger
King? It's the only thing that would make the experience worse.
That's true. What Orlando, the best thing to eat is Burger King, really? That's sad.
There was a Outback, but I wasn't gonna sit and have a I had a flight to catch. It was like the only fast food kind of option there.
So it's very sparse. It's just like Outback
that or
Cinnabon.
Like Subway.
The Cinnabon.
Subway right there is better than
No, Subway to me is the worst. I'm never eating Subway again. I haven't
better
had
than Burger King
years. Disagree.
I'm not a huge Subway fan, but it's not worse than fucking Burger King.
I don't like their meats. They're just
I
don't like their meat.
You're
talking about Burger King meat, like fucking Subway meat. It's not even.
Well, then get
you're practically having a vegan meal because it's all
the
fucking
tuna fish.
Oh, even more trustworthy.
Or like a meatball hero.
No, I don't want anything there. I hate Subway.
I just want
the
meat.
This is an anti-read. I refuse to eat at Subway. Did you,
Patty?
Feel like I might have mentioned this many moons ago. There was one time when Frank and I, we drove down to Richmond to work on content for GWAR, and on this trip, for some reason, we didn't rent a car. We were kind of trying to keep a budget, so our only food option was Subway, and we had Subway like 3 days straight. And since then, and this has been over a decade now, this has been over 15 years, I've never had Subway again. I refuse to have it. It's so
wow.
funny. It ruined it for me. It was like just having it consistently for 2 or 3 days was just like, this is not
that.
Food.
But they have so many different options. It's not like you had everything.
Do they? Sure. Do they? What's different?
Don't they have like flatbreads? They have salads.
Yeah.
You have a cookie, get a cookie. You go in there, get a cookie, get some Sun Chips.
I don't eat Subway often at all, but I just think in a pinch it's there, you know, it's not so bad.
Especially in New York, like obviously this wasn't in New York, but if I'm in New York, I'm not having Subway. I'm having a an Italian deli or something.
But where? Like what if you're just in a place that only has fast food, shitty fast food options?
Then have Sbarro.
Oh my God.
Disgusting as well.
Oh.
Also very disgusting. I would not
I'd rather just not eat.
If my options were Sbarro, Subway, or Burger King, no, I'm not even thinking about it. Burger King, easy.
And for me it would be Subway, I think.
Subway. Agreed. Not endorsing Subway. Just it's like F Mary Kill. It's like a fast food.
We all kill Sbarro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Sbarro's the worst. Tomorrow's just instant acid reflux. Their tomato sauce is disgusting.
They shouldn't even serve you food. They should just open up your mouth and force the acid reflux out. That should be the service that they do.
Drag a rake across your tongue.
I think when you hook up with someone on Grindr and they have a rape fetish, it should just be you taking them to Sbarro. It'd be more degrading. Take me to Sbarro, Daddy.
That's a drop.
I'm racking them up today, boy. El Duderino says Jersey Mike's. Either of you ever have that? I don't think that's a New York thing or a Jersey thing, honestly.
I don't think
I've had that actually in Virginia. It's just basically Subway.
I had Jimmy John's on vacation somewhere. I was in a pinch of I need something to eat while I'm going to do something. I got Jimmy John's. I think Dallas. It was just, it was terrible. It was like Subways, but much lower quality.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Which is really saying something because...
You hate Subway, boy. Like a passion.
The fucking quality of their shit is awful. I mean, I guess the vegetables are fresh, but...
You're like the View talking about Putin right now. This is that's you talking about Subway.
Hell yeah, we need
sanctioned Subway.
No fly zone over Subway. Subway. Anyone walking into a Subway gets shot immediately.
Oh my God,
that's the only way they'll learn.
Subway just invaded Little Caesars. They bombed the hospital in Little Caesars.
Rob, didn't you, speaking of disgusting fast food, didn't you recently have a social media interaction with our friend Mark?
Oh, yeah.
I did. Well, I don't know how that has to do with disgusting fast food, but...
Well, he eats a lot of it.
Probably eats it, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
Don't piss on the segue.
Yeah. My segue is almost as sweaty as I was when I was on top of that girl.
He just couldn't pick talking about Subway and Sbarro anymore. He had to change the subject.
Something more appetizing.
Thank you. I was about to do the same. Beat me to it.
I'm trying to find the post now. But our good friend Mark B was, he posted so much that it's, oh, I see. Well, first of all, he posted a review of the new Batman movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was really funny.
Please read that. Also, before you do that, I want to say El Durino says the Donbass footlong has Haladiez in it.
What's Donbass?
That's the disputed region in between Ukraine and Russia that they're fighting over.
Duh.
Or partially what they're fighting over.
Don't be such a Donbass, Rob.
I was like, wait, what? Is this a new sandwich chain that I don't know about? Dumbass.
Donbass, eat fresh.
So Mark B., our friend Mark B., movie critic Mark B. writes, movie review The Batman.
Can you put it up without showing his full name? Take a screenshot and then put that up.
Yeah, you're right. Hold on. Give me a second. Hype this up.
By the way, Darren, I just want to say in our Discord, Sir Toastalot just said, don't thank me too soon. You may have admitted to viewing that stuff on another episode.
I did not say I didn't view it. I'm saying I'm not a fan of it.
You,
I definitely
you smoked, but you didn't inhale.
I viewed a lot of that stuff because I worked at a porn store, and the guys who would, like, who ran it were, like, immigrants. They were, I can't remember what country they were from, but they were Arab, from some Arab country. They didn't know anything about porn. They were just total capitalists. And they would ask me, can you review these, or like, can you look at these and see what to buy? I don't even ask me to watch it. I think they just asked me what to buy. And
wow.
I would like look at the tapes, and the companies would send promos and stuff, you know. So I'm like, should we stock this? Let me watch it. And I would just watch it. So I was familiar with a lot of these disgusting pornos, but I wasn't like a fan of them. But I think I played up being a fan of it because I thought it was funny. Like, it was funny to have a meme that I was the disgusting.
You were the
porn
X-rated guy. Gatekeeper. How
I liked when I was position. Younger. When I was younger, like in my 20s, which was like five to 10 years before we were doing these episodes when we started the show. I liked aggressive porn. Like, I liked rough porn and stuff like that, but not meat holes. I promise you I was not a fan of meat holes. It's like taking what I liked about porn and somehow distorting it through a funhouse mirror and making it 10 times worse.
Yeah, I remember, Darren, you gave me a promo copy of the classic franchise Gag Factor.
Gag Factor, I will say, is comical. I think it's disgusting, but I think it was
it
different.
It is not. Yeah, like I also am a fan very much of aggressive sex, consensual again.
Right.
But even that was like, yeah, like you said, it was just so comical because it was also very procedural. Like, the woman was just kind of, she's laying down with her head like bed backwards, like leaning off the table. So, you know, the guy can face fuck her,
mm-hmm.
But then the face fucking gets so intense that she's just like salivating all over her face and like
that's
her
the
makeup
gag part.
Is running. Yeah,
yeah,
right, the gagging, yes. But it gets a little too spitty, too much spit, too much like the mascara running. It's just like not, get her a towel.
I don't mind the spit. What I mind is like sort of, how can I put this into words? I feel like the implication of it, like I just look at the scene and I just know the girl is not, she's doing this for a paycheck.
The person being like, treated as like an apparatus and not a living.
$75. Yeah.
That doesn't do it for me. If the same scene happened and she looked like she was into being degraded, I would be like, that's fine.
Can you tell the facial expression when testicles are hiding most of her face?
You can just tell. There's a feel to it.
It's the way she goes, you can tell there's a smile. It's coming through a smile.
That's a drop. I don't know. I mean, honestly, 100% honest truth, I barely watch porn. I'm so out of it. Whenever you or one of the chat people mentions a porn star, I'm
Dusty,
like,
Dusty Rhodes Muffler.
If it's not like Nina Hartley or, you know, or,
oh, come on.
That's an exaggeration. All right. If it's not someone from before like the 2000s, I don't know who it is usually. But I'm just out of touch. I'm not anti-porn at all. I feel like I have no fucking time to jerk off or do any. Like, when I do it, I just fucking rub one out quickly and get back to my shit. You know?
Would you like to pause the show right now so you could go?
I'm all right.
I was just going to say, this brings up that our next Patreon, we do a watch-along of Gag Factor. So
Wow, you really inflate the subscription numbers there.
One day we're going to run out of other ideas, and that is what we're going to
do. You know what, Sid? I don't rarely disagree with you, but I think we can we can always find something better than Gag
Factor. Right, fair enough.
We'll just have Rob start
filming his Grindr hookups, and we'll do watch-alongs of that.
As far as Gag Factor goes, it's funny. Like, they make an attempt. When I said it's comical, I don't just mean – I mean, they made an attempt to make it comical. Like, they would set up scenes where it was like the girl is just doing something around the house and a guy will knock on the door. She answers it and they just push her down. They take the idea of a pretense of a scene and they make it ridiculous. Does that make sense? Am I explaining it correctly? Like, you know how the plumber comes over?
It's a little bit more self-aware.
Yes, 100% self-aware. They tried to make, look, what we're doing is really stupid. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
As opposed to the other ones that were like, okay, we're trying to be disgusting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to this high-end movie review. Movie review of The Batman. Starring Robert Pattinson, Zoe Kravitz, Paul Dano, Colin Farrell, Jeffrey Wright, Peter Sarsgaard, and John Turturro. Thank you. Thank you, Mark B., for letting us know who's actually in the movie.
Clearly, he cut and pasted them. Oh, wait. He's starring those people. It's starting.
Starting. You're right. Starting.
I was going to say he cut and pasted, but then he didn't cut and paste that word.
Thank you. Mark B. is the king of Googleable information delivery.
A dark and exciting movie into the Batman world. That's not a proper sentence. That doesn't make sense. Dark into the Batman world?
He's into it.
Not a comic book movie at all. Technically it is, but okay. A detective story from start to finish. There have been no comics that are detective stories. Action, double-spaced, packed, with all the twists and turns that keep you guessing. I love that this reads like a DVD box sticker. Action-packed with all the twists and turns that keep you guessing, says Mark B. of Brooklyn, New York. The heroes are as dark as the villains, which makes it even more fun and exciting. Does it? Robert Pattinson was the perfect Batman dark, strong and intelligent.
I like that Batman is not capitalized, but dark is.
He's Batman dark.
The Mark B. world does not follow capitalization rules.
It's chaos.
The Riddler, played by Paul Dano, was outstanding, intelligent, and 100% evil, as opposed to being 95% evil.
I don't think he was 100% evil at all.
Yeah.
He was a very sympathetic figure. I don't know if you guys have seen the movie yet or not, but he explains his motivations, and they are not particularly evil.
Yeah, I read that he's doing the Joker, basically.
But if the Joker sounded like Phil Anselmo.
Yeah.
It's wild how much he sounds like Phil Anselmo when he's doing his Riddler voice. It's crazy.
Does he do Robert?
Batman transpired upon the stage.
Pretty much. It's pretty much that. I'm not kidding. You will not be able to unhear it once you hear it when you see the movie.
Robert. Zoe Kravitz as Selena Doublespace, Kyle Doublespace. She was amazing beauty, strong and fearless, a perfect partner for Batman.
Isn't that how your mom described Noah when she was trying to get you to marry her and have kids? She is amazing beauty,
strong
and fearless.
I've set
Jeffrey
a
Wright
for you to the Donbass to get married, Robert.
Jeffrey Wright as a outstanding James Gordon. What?
Right?
That's all you had to say about that? And you can't, like, give him any description? Just outstanding.
John Turturro as Carmen Falcone.
Is
scary.
It Carmen or Carmine?
Carmine Falcone. Scary, intelligent, fearless. Like, is he just copying adjectives? Like, I don't believe that he, like...
It's from the New York Post Review,
yeah.
Probably.
If
all
you don't read Roger's thesaurus, you don't belong here!
All the characters were perfectly casted. The ending is a bit too long. That's the only mistake.
No, Rob, say it right.
That's only mistake. Sorry for reading. It's interesting my mind like reads the proper grammar. Like until you mentioned it, you know, I didn't really notice.
Don't whitewash his words, Rob.
Written and directed by Matt Reeves. It's in my top 10 movies of the year. Rating A. I can't wait to see more.
Rob,
I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see two more.
It was one part that Mark really didn't like, though.
Then they called me a Jew bastard.
He didn't like when Robert Pattinson looked into the camera and called Mark a Jew bastard.
So, Rob, how did like this lead to you having an interaction with him?
Oh, so then he posted... First of all, I thought that was just so funny. And then... He commented about how he would do more video movie reviews. If anyone wants me to review a movie, please let me know.
He's just taking requests.
He said. And like people are like, the new Spider-Man movie. And he goes, okay. By the way, I've seen it and it's not good. It's just drivel.
That's the one where all the old Spider-Men come back.
Yeah. And oh my God, it's so... over the top, like, wow, it's great to see you as a grown man. It's like, shut up.
There's see, who is a grown, like Spider-Man as a grown?
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire.
So Doc Ock says that to Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man, because, you know, he hasn't seen him in 20 years.
Okay.
Doc Ock has been dead in the movie. There's one line. This is a slight spoiler, but I don't think it's, like, ruining the movie. Since you've already... given the big spoiler, you know, all the previous Spider-Men are in it.
But that isn't even a spoiler. Didn't they promote that? Yeah.
Is it? Was it in the trailer?
The only trailer I've seen, honestly, is like more of a teaser trailer. It was like 20 seconds. And all it is Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire, and the current standing together.
And it really stands out. Like, first of all, Tobey Maguire totally cashing a paycheck here. Just...
Does he even work otherwise? Is he in anything besides this anymore?
He's in a D&D Discord, I think. No,
do you remember in Batman versus Superman, which still holds the throne as the worst comic book film of all time, the biggest waste of money. But anyway, so both Superman and Batman's mother's names is Martha. Right. And it led to a very comical moment in their big showdown where Superman says, Martha, and then Batman goes, Why did you say that? How do you know that name? He gets so upset, and then Superman goes like, that's my mother. And he's like, that's my mother.
He's like, now let's make out.
And that's how they bond, and it was this
oh my God.
Thing. So this movie, this Spider-Man movie, has the exact same moment because new Spider-Man, I forget his name, current Spider-Man.
Tom Holland,
thank you. He goes, with great power. And then Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man says, comes great responsibility. And Tom Holland goes, how did you know that?
Because you're all Spider-Man,
and it's supposed to be this like big like.
Oh God!
Because it's the number one thing everyone knows about Spider-Man.
I was watching it and I couldn't believe. Like, I think people have like COVID brain because this was the first movie in theaters since like COVID. Because everyone was like, oh, the movies are back. This is such a great... And I'm like, watch. I'm like, this is so poorly written. Completely, like, did not need to be 2.5 hours. Could have been 90 minutes. Like, it's just the worst of like overindulgent Hollywood blockbuster action films.
They just literally made a movie out of that meme of the Spider-Mans pointing at each other.
It really was. Dude Arena in the chat says Wonder Woman 1984 was the worst. While Wonder Woman 1984 is definitely up there, it's possibly top three worst. Batman vs. Superman, easily the worst.
Wonder Woman 1984 has like so bad that you enjoy it kind of credibility.
Yeah, I couldn't look away. Whereas Batman vs. Superman, I was like practically napping in the theater. I couldn't believe how fucking boring it was.
And Kristen Wiig is really good in that. Like, she's making the most out of a shitty experience, I think.
I didn't like Kristen Wiig. I didn't think she... I don't think she was, that character was properly cast. I
agree with that.
I didn't care for the character when she had her big kind of moment of like giving her exposition and her reasoning for being evil. I was just like, let's get on with it. You know?
I just think I agree with you 100%. I just think she took bad material and made it watchable.
No, she's great. So
you know what that reminded me of? Whenever Wonder Woman and Kristen Wiig were interacting, it reminded me of the Catwoman movie where Sharon Stone.
Oh, I've never seen it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got to see. We should actually watch that one.
I have not seen that either.
This is the Halle Berry movie.
Yeah. My only thing about that has been roasted so many times online that if we do it again, it's like, you know, maybe. But I don't know. I don't care. I would love
I don't know. I'm down to watch it.
The Sharon Stone is the villain in that. And it's so hilariously horrible. That's probably the worst.
I do remember I watched like a good 20 minutes or so of it on Telemundo once.
What?
Why? Just because it was the only thing on. Because it was just the house I was in only had network television, so it was like six options.
When was this?
That or like this was like over a holiday break. I was just at a old person's house who didn't have cable.
Catwoman in a foreign language was the best of the options.
It seemed like fun. It seemed like it could be fun to decipher. And yes, wow. That is exactly how limited
that's,
the options
That's when
were.
You have Burger King. Burger King is the Catwoman in a foreign language option.
You're right. I probably made more sense than watching it in the language you understand.
You can write your own dialogue that makes more sense than what they
actually Yeah, are. That's kind of how I looked at it. So when Mark asked what movies he should review, I commented, maybe do like a list of your top five favorite movies of all time. I'm trying to get him to create content that we should do.
Yeah.
And so I wrote, maybe do a list of your top five favorite movies of all time. And Mark responds, did it years ago.
Yeah, man, okay. Where have you been, Rob?
Yeah, like, where have you been? Update your RSS feeds.
Yeah. If it was years ago, couldn't it have changed with new movies?
Yeah, right?
He goes, if you wish, I will send you the list.
You should have said, Mark, I'm a big fan of your content, and I know that you did this years ago. I want another updated list.
Yeah.
You're right. Well, he did send me the list.
Ooh.
He messaged me.
It's a funny list.
My five favorites.
It's a mix of cliche and like out of left field.
My five favorites. Number one, City Slickers, which I couldn't like, wow.
Okay.
Who the fuck talks about City Slickers anymore?
Good movie.
Yeah.
Number one of all time? I don't know.
All time?
Wow.
Like, really? That's just about, like, what, it's just, I don't know.
He's a huge Jack Palance fan.
Number two, Star Wars Jedi.
By the way, I pointed out to Rob, there are two Star Wars Jedi movies with Jedi in the title. So what is he? Like, but one of them nobody likes. So
maybe. Yeah, I'm guessing it's not The Last Jedi.
But both of them are like two of the most reviled Star
Wars
movies.
That is it. Yeah, like Return of the Jedi. It is. I'm always taken aback by how much people don't like it because I love it.
Well, did you watch it since you were like eight, though?
I didn't watch Star Wars as a kid. My first exposure to Star Wars was when I was a teenager. And before I even knew the critical response, like on my own decided, like, wow, this is the best one, Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Because it's the happiest one. It's the one with the happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Ewoks. I hear a lot of people did not like the Ewoks.
I don't know.
Did you see a little of yourself in the Ewoks?
A little myself.
I would say, like, my take on – I think the backlash to it is too much. I agree with you. But my take is that, like – It could have been a 20-minute movie tacked onto the end of Empire Strikes Back. It didn't need to be a full third movie. It could have been just the resolution to the second movie. And, you know, that's it. It didn't need to be stretched out. And there's a lot of filler. And I don't really hate the Ewoks as much as people do, but it does feel like sort of commercially. Like, there's no reason those need to be little cute tree people except to sell dolls.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So... then we got Die Hard, which, okay. Fine. Princess Bride, which, one of the best movies of all time.
Solid choice.
Nothing wrong with that.
And number five, Duck Soup. What?
Come on. It is a great movie, but he is no way he's watched Duck Soup.
That's like a hipster choice. He just wants to seem like he knows film.
I got to put something in.
Which, by the way... For non-cinephiles, it's a famous Marx Brothers film from the 30s.
Is that why he picked it? Because his name is Mark, and he had a brother.
I can imagine. I can see like his uncle or something watching with him as a kid, and that's why he.
What do you know about his uncle?
I know a lot about his uncle.
Tell me about his uncle.
One of them died. His uncle Freddie. He does a memorial for him every year where he retells these same exact stories and acts like he's telling them for the first time.
Same as he does for all that past.
Side note, there's a PS in this. Favorite hockey movie.
Wait. Hold on. You asked him for his top five all-time movies.
Yeah.
And he gave you that. Plus, also his favorite hockey movie.
And not just his favorite
other
hockey
categories.
Movie. Yes.
Oh.
Favorite hockey movie, Miracle.
How is it not Slapshot? What the
young
fuck?
Young Blood even? Come on, give me some Young Blood. I don't even remember Miracle. Which one was Miracle?
It's about
the
Team USA.
Hockey. Yeah, okay.
Kurt Russell.
He loves the
mm-hmm.
the tearjerkers.
Yeah.
Baseball. This is funny. Sandlot. And 62. He couldn't pick between the two.
61.
He
writes 62. I like the sequel better.
The movie is 61 with an asterisk. Yeah. Which, by the way, this was like I've seen this. This was in fucking 2001. Billy Crystal did it. It was like an HBO.
He loves
movie.
Billy Crystal, this guy.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because this is probably going to be only for Sid. But you know, Steve Summers once did a on-air bit. When 61 came out,
uh-huh.
And he did 66, like a trailer for 66, and it was like the 66 Yankees that were horrible and had a coke scandal, like with Joe Pepitone.
61 was a good
that's
movie,
what
though.
I would watch. 61 like was fine.
I couldn't
it was,
bring
exactly,
myself to
it was
watch
fine.
It. I couldn't bring I myself to watch it. It's like bathing in Yankees worship, even though
uh-huh.
it's a worthy story to tell. And
I don't know if it's the opposite. It kind of paints Yankees fans as dipshit. Like everyone in the movie
but
is an
the
asshole.
The team and the players,
except for Hank Aaron.
Like the importance of this record, though.
Hank
like
Aaron,
I'm,
not Hank Aaron. What's his name?
Roger Maris.
Roger Maris.
Well, Rob watched the movie about Hank Aaron. That's why he liked it.
that
was 62.
that was okay. So football, Remember the Titans.
Never seen it.
Seen it either. Okay. And basketball. Blue Chips.
Oh, come on. Get the fuck out of here.
There's so many good basketball movies.
So many.
Not
a good movie or a good basketball movie. How's it about
asked,
White Men Can't Jump?
Yeah, right. If you
or, like, I would have guessed he would say Hoosiers because that's like the two super obvious stereotypical.
I thought he would have said semi-pro. Because, like, you know what I mean? Like something like that.
Oh, the best basketball movie is Eddie starring Whoopi Goldberg. All right,
it's
okay.
Not a terrible movie.
I love that movie. I do love that movie. I watched it a million times.
That's one of the Whoopi Goldberg movies that's not super cringy.
Yeah. There was one other movie she did during this period where she played like a white businessman
fuck, what's it called?
Hold on. Wait, excuse me?
So
Whoopi Goldberg played a white businessman? What?
Yeah, she did whiteface.
Really?
On.
Are you thinking of black chick or white chicks? That wasn't,
no.
That wasn't
no,
Whoopi.
No, 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 no. Here we go. Hold on. Whoopi Goldberg's white face comes back to haunt her.
Why?
Are you following Ben Shapiro on Twitter now?
The Associate. That's what it was called. The movie
I
called
do not remember this at all.
It was actually a really great... I think this came out around the time of Eddie. And it was like right when I got my not on illegal cable. So it's just... I would just watch any pay-per-view movie. Here, let's watch the trailer. See if this rings any bells for you. Hold on, let me load this up. Oh, the whole movie is just on YouTube.
We should watch that.
Yeah.
That might be a fun watch-along.
Try showing some cleavage. What?
I don't see it.
Next time you're at a business meeting, try showing some cleavage. What?
Hey, that's CJ from The West Wing.
What's her name? I can't remember her name.
Allison Janney?
Oh,
no.
Men like doing business with men.
Sorry.
Until she made up a man of her own. What's his name?
Cuddy.
Eli Wallace.
Cuddy.
Their problem. She's
Diane Weiss.
Imaginary
all
partner.
Stuck in.
Mr. Cuddy?
No, he's in the bathroom. Okay, thank you.
But she's doing all the work.
I'm going to go with Cuddy.
Oh, no.
And
no,
without him, you're nothing.
What are you going to do?
I'm
going
to perpetrate a great big whammy. I need a new look.
Old and male.
Cher?
Why? Academy Award winner.
What's the Cher dragon.
His name is Robert Cuddy.
Deeper.
This fall, he is coming the most successful man on Wall Street. Is a woman. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robert Cuddy.
Oh, my God!
The Associate.
Is Cuddy in?
He's never in.
It's early.
But it teaches their kids.
They don't even show her in the white face in the trailer. I guess that's like the big reveal. You don't want to spoil it.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
It's because it looks so fucking horrible.
Probably.
Yeah, it does look.
Yes. Yeah, I have zero recollection of the existence of this movie.
Even B.B. Newhart.
You spelled Associate wrong, by the way, Robert.
It's okay. Google figured it out. Here we go. This is what it looks like.
Oh, my God. It looks like Mickey Rourke.
Did he spell it wrong?
No, he corrected it, but in the previous page, it was with an S instead of a C.
It doesn't even look like an old man.
It looks like Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, it looks like current Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
Great movie, though.
Oh, my God. I guess
great.
She takes the thing off in the big banquet scene. And
yeah, the big reveal.
Crowds the crowd.
Like Tootsie.
Yeah.
She was doing any movie at that. Remember Theodore Rex? You ever see that one?
Oh, my God. I've seen the poster for that.
Yeah, she's like a cop that – it's in a world where dinosaurs evolved alongside humans, like an alternate universe. So, like, dinosaurs and humans just live together, and they're anthropomorphic. It's like different societies. And she has to team up with a dinosaur. And she's like a racist against dinosaurs. She hates dinosaurs. Like, the dinosaurs are ruining our country. She's like a conservative that hates dinosaurs. But she has to team up with a dinosaur to solve a crime.
But the dinosaurs were here first. Wouldn't they be the conservative ones and hate humans?
None of this movie makes sense. None of this makes sense. Trust me. That's like not even in the top 10 of things that don't make sense about this.
Maybe that's the watch along we need to do. Good God,
sure,
that one is just. Was this when like the dinosaurs TV show on ABC was popular, the sitcom, and they were like, we need to do a movie to cash in on this dinosaur crap?
Well, the dinosaurs look identical to those dinosaurs. I mean, but they're like human sized, I guess. You have, but they don't really stand next to humans in the show.
Yeah,
but like. They're like the same size as us.
Wow.
And the guy that she's teaming up with is a T-Rex, and he's like her height or shorter.
Is there like a love story to it? Do they fuck at any point?
I don't. They're not in love with each other. I can't remember any of. I mean, I saw it like 15 years ago, and I've seen people like commenting online, but I can't. The last time I sat down and watched it was probably 15 years ago. It's very, very funny. Very not intentionally.
Yeah.
In fact, the humor in it is crazy, like cringy. It's a comedy. Like, it's meant to be a comedy, but it's laugh at and not laugh at.
I'm going to put that one on our list.
There's so many bizarre things that happened in that movie. Can you put the trailer on for that one?
What was it called again?
Theodore Rex. Starring Whoopi Goldberg. She was doing anything at this point. So that was 1996, I think. But I don't know when the
dinosaurs. Oh, yeah. So all of these are 90s. Oh, yeah.
But
Theodore Rex was 95.
Oh, yeah. It was
wow. The actual the dinosaur looks like he's from the show Dinosaurs.
And I was wondering if, I don't know if that's alongside the dinosaur show or if that had ended yet.
Friends would walk up to me and just be like, what the f*** is in your mug?
What's in your mug, bro?
And I would just tell them, it's mug.
The future's toughest cop is Katie Coltrane.
I'm back.
And now, she's getting a new partner. His name is Teddy.
The dinosaur.
You two solve this case together.
What? The dinosaur.
Tim Robbins.
New partner Coltrane?
He's got the style.
I'm here for a new look.
Step right up.
Push the button.
He's a cop.
Mahalo.
You gotta make him look like a real cop.
I'm too sexy for my clothes.
That thing at the table just clacked at me.
This
he's got
horns. Brutal.
He's got the charm.
Hey!
Your mind's shut down and your glands have taken over.
And he's got the appetite.
You cannot eat our only suspect.
To come out.
Yes.
On time.
I'm amazing.
New Line Cinema presents...
Oh, you think you're going to get somebody?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Can you just slide your butt?
Yeah,
that's great.
Like that.
And introducing...
Ooh, Dougie!
Teddy.
Sweets.
Ah.
One a customer.
Theodore Rex. It's a tale you'll never forget.
Love when he does that.
Keep in mind, this is the best parts of the movie they put in the trailer.
Yeah, I always checked out of this trailer like 15 seconds in. I can't even imagine.
Who does the dinosaur voice?
I don't know.
Is that like a known actor? Let me look this up.
I have no idea. It sounds familiar, right?
Yeah, but it might just be like from like animated stuff. It might not be like in front of the camera actor.
Right.
What was the dinosaur's name?
Theodore Rex. It's George Newborn.
Yeah.
George Newborn.
This guy looks familiar. Was he? Is this the guy from Adventures in Babysitting?
Scandal.
He's the husband and father of the bride. Yeah.
Oh.
So this is like a known guy. Wow.
And the guy I thought was Tim Robbins isn't. I'm on the IMDb page now. It's just some nobody that looks
some other Tim random Robbins. White dude.
But Carol Kane is in it. Oh, and Bud Cort from
and
Harold and Maude.
And Adventures in Babysitting. I was right. Wow.
Yeah. She and you can see during this movie that she totally she's checked out too, like Rob was during the trailer. Like she has no intention of wanting to do this film. She's probably doing somebody a favor. But she knows.
Yeah, she's fulfilling a contract or something. She was doing some work, 95, 96. She has all these movies, and now she's not doing shit.
She does The View.
Yeah.
Why do anything when you can sit in a chair and say imbecilic things about politics? And just sit there and collect money from ABC.
Wild. Wild.
I saw a clip of The View the other day. They were like,
oh, no.
Like, that we should, they should... I love no context View. Like they just, it's like a minute clip and they're just like, yes, why aren't we arresting Tulsi Gabbard? Like she tweeted something that they didn't like. And they're like, I remember Whoopi says, I remember in the good old days, we used to arrest people for things like this. And then the clip just cuts. I'm like, what the fuck is going on in this show?
Oh, boy.
Dude,
oh, boy.
What the fuck? And they do support the troops stuff like every show does. But then like, and I'm not a Tulsi Gabbard fan. I actually think she's horrible, but she's a fucking troop. She's a literal
more.
Troop. Well,
you
yeah, all right.
Them while they're troops.
She was in Iraq. No, what about the like, we don't do the veteran stuff. Whenever their veteran says something they like, they're like, he's a veteran. You can't talk about
yeah,
it.
But then they don't fund the VA, so they could go fuck themselves.
That's true.
It's the same as, like, they're all pro-choice, pro-life, while the baby's in the stomach. Second the baby pops out, they could give a fuck anymore.
But Whoopi's supposed to be on the other side of those people.
Whoopi doesn't know what the fuck side she's on. It has been how her cab ride over to the fucking studio was that morning.
She thinks Anna Navarro is one of those T-Rexes.
Are we sure she isn't?
Yes, good point. I want to read some of these comments here. First of all, El Dudorino gave his top five. Number one, Return of the King. Number three, there's two number threes, Empire Strikes Back, and three, Big Lebowski. Four, Toy Story. Five, Django Unchained. That's a good list.
I have no quarrel with those movies on their own.
Django, I would say, is a bit of an unconventional choice, but a great, great, underrated movie, which is weird considering that it's by one of the most preeminent directors of the past 25 years, but no one talks about it, and it's fantastic. Probably, it might be my favorite Leonardo DiCaprio role.
It's definitely up there.
Calvin Candy, the slave owner. And maybe my favorite... I don't say favorite because they're playing reprehensible people, but one of the most impressive acting performances of these two men's careers where Samuel L. Jackson plays the toady of the slave owner.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. You don't it's the only role I know of where you don't recognize Samuel L. Jackson almost. Like, he sinks into the character and is not playing himself.
And he's great.
The other one of those is Black Snake Moan. I feel like halfway through that movie, you forget that it's Samuel L. Jackson.
I haven't seen that one. That's him and Christina Ricci, where she's like tied to a radiator or something.
Fantastic movie.
I did not like the Lord of the Rings trilogy. It took me like 2 weeks to get through it.
It's long.
Just so plotting, so much walking.
Well, the
so
thing
you're not going to watch the Amazon series that they do of it now?
No.
The thing about it is it's tough because you know where it's going. You know what I mean? Like, you know what's happening. You know where they're going. And then it's 9 hours to get there. So I get that, but it's
And by the time it gets to the big fight, I'm like, I'm over it.
And then it's another 9 hours of, oh, cool, we did it.
There's like seven endings.
Get home safe.
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe how many endings there were.
It's definitely like fan service for Lord of the Rings. But it's a well-made movie. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, I can appreciate it for that, you know? And it's great acting. I can appreciate it for that, even if it's not. I couldn't say it's my favorite series of movies, but, you know, I appreciate it. I think there's art there, you know? It's better than Subway.
That's, again, low bar. But
Speculum Fight, a.k.a. Rob Bubba with two B's, wants you to sing the Ewok celebration song, Robba.
I don't even remember it.
It sounds like the Sesame Street song. It's like, sort of like that.
Collection. I have to go back and watch.
And there was another good one I'm trying to find here. Oh, well, this isn't it, but El Dorino says that Love and Basketball is the best basketball movie.
That is a great movie, Love and Basketball.
I haven't seen that.
I did really like it. That's with Omar Epps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was thinking of a different – yeah, that is not a bad movie. I was thinking of –
You thinking of Coach Carter?
No. No.
I think Love and Basketball was the best argument for why the WNBA should exist, too. It's like, oh, yeah, this should have – like – good women basketball players need a place to go, too.
What about Juana Man? Did you see that one? I think that's the best argument for the WNBA. We should put that on the list. I would love to watch Juana Man.
That's definitely a good watch.
Because there's so many. All right, if anyone doesn't know, Juana Man is about a failed NBA player who sucks, and you get like he impersonates a woman to join the NBA.
It's basically the ultimate transphobe argument.
To join the WNBA,
Of why women, trans women shouldn't be in sports. Because it'll turn into Juana Man.
Apart from the dumb premise, there's just so many. It's probably the number one movie where nothing makes sense. And you sit there for the whole 90 minutes picking apart things that would never, ever happen in real life. Of all the movies that are like that, and there's many of them, I feel like Juana Man is the number one in that genre.
I've never seen that one either.
You have to totally turn your brain off to accept anything that's happening.
Speculum Fight asks if Teen Wolf a basketball movie. One of them was.
Yeah, the first one.
The second one was boxing, maybe?
The Jason Bateman one? Is that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember it. I probably saw it in the theater once.
I think it was boxing.
But, yeah, that first one's really good. It's really good. It's the perfect amount of taking itself seriously and not seriously. Like, it has an undercurrent of, like, teen acceptance shit, like, disguised as a werewolf movie and social commentary. And they also know when to tone that down and just do werewolf shit and comedy and basketball. Like it's like turns into Hoosiers in the last act, you know. It's really good. Really good, well-balanced movie.
Dusty Rhodes Welfler asked if we've seen Homie Spumoni, which has definitely been on our list of watch-alongs to do for like 2 years now. We just haven't gotten to it yet.
Let's do it.
Darren, I think you discovered that one amongst us and suggested it. Right?
Just the title is so funny.
Yeah.
Well, while we're talking about it, I should mention, you know, hit up.
I don't think I did. I don't think I did. I think one of you told me about it or was in the chat.
It wasn't me.
We do have plenty of watch-alongs that we've already done in our Patreon, patreon.com/RIPLivecast. $5 a month gets you access to all of our previous bonus episodes. We do 2 a month. You also get our little TV column and some other fun little extras. And this month we have 2 great episodes we posted. The first one, we did a watch-along of Decline of Western Civilization.
And, the original one, the punk one.
And it was really fun to watch it. And I don't think it was like the second time I've ever seen it. And it was fun to revisit. And we definitely had some good laughs. And then the second watch-along of the month, far more awkward, we watched the movie Tiptoes, which is brutal. It stars Gary Oldman as a dwarf. And Matthew McConaughey plays his full-sized brother. And
twin brother.
Twin brother who has to deal with growing up the normal one, quote unquote, in a family of dwarves, because his parents are both dwarves. His twin brother is a dwarf, but he's the normal one. And it is just the fucking weirdest movie. We roast the hell out of it. And we do, but there's a lot of roasting in our archives. We roasted Judge Steve Harvey, the new court show. We might need to revisit that now that there's a few more episodes.
Oh my God, you want to do part 2?
But maybe a series now? There, you know, we have lots of great. Well, what are some other watch-alongs that we've done? We've done the show Tag Team. It's a pilot with Jesse Ventura and Roddy Piper.
Did the Phantom at the Park.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, brutal movie, brutal. That's another one where it's like, it's not even that the plot was bad. It's just production-wise, it was an awful movie.
But also the plot was bad.
Well, the plot was also bad. Yes.
Cube 2, Hypercube.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That was a weird movie.
Cube, great
movie.
Excellent.
And then also we have a series we call the Livecast Meme Hall of Fame. We have about 5 episodes in the can available where we revisit some of our favorite memes of years past. We talk about how we discover them. We rewatch the videos that made them famous on our show. And we learn a little something. And some of the inductees include Mike Francesa, who I believe we have a whole episode on. We did just a full Mike Francesa episode.
That's not even a Hall of Fame episode. That's just Mike Francesa.
Oh, he has his own wing in the Hall of Fame.
Entity.
Who are some of our inductees?
Douglas Levinson, Iron Cheek.
Queen of Vagina.
Digital Cable.
Yeah.
Your boy Bang.
It don't fucking match.
We have 17 inductees, I think Sid and I figured out.
Yeah.
Yes, and there's going to be a new induction ceremony at the top of the month, so something to look out for.
Are we revealing who they are, or are we just going to have
them? We'll wait a little bit.
You know how WWE likes to announce them before they get inducted.
Maybe next week. The tease right before the release. Rob, before we go, you sent us a link earlier this week that one of the cock destroyers is in trouble. Do we want to talk
about
this?
Yes, I did want to mention this because I have the link up. Future Livecast Meme Hall of Fame inductee
Vito
Sophie.
What
Anderson,
if it was a meme hall of shame, Darren? Would you be okay then?
No, I just don't want any spotlight on these people. I don't
the
care, positive or negative.
Former cock destroyer Sophie Anderson. She's the one that goes, "Hi guys, needs help."
It's not the other repulsive one.
I thought
one
it was Rebecca
that?
Moore that does all that.
Oh, you're right. That is Rebecca Moore. Oh my God, this is the other one. Oh
Jesus,
my God.
Rob, come on, man. Wow.
You can't even tell these two ridiculous morons apart.
Total brain fart. This is the second one. Okay, so I don't care about
that.
This
is the lesser cock destroyer.
Yes, this is the one that got into a fight with Rebecca Moore. Sophie Anderson asks fans for help after her breast causes sepsis and necrosis. She goes, "Hello, my wonderful guys and girlies and non-binary friends."
Hold on, Rob. I can't believe I actually had a relevant drop that mentioned sepsis, and you talked right over it.
How do you... Come on, that's art. We're short.
Yeah. I hope you're all doing well. So after my fourth time of having sepsis in a year in my boob, unfortunately, it got so bad this time that I got a pus buildup.
No, it says puss, Rob. Let's do the Mark B thing here.
Yeah, her spelling is about on par with Mark.
Yeah, she spoke
got
fourth.
A puss buildup after squeezing out all the puss.
Oh, my God. This is...
In the hospital, desperate to save the implant, I was left with necrosis.
That's a great album.
The dead skin died, and the implant totally came through the skin.
Oh!
The implant pushed the nipple to the side, and now I've got to have the implant removed to save my body from getting sepsis into my organs.
Jesus Christ.
After 3 months of having no breast implants, I can then go back to Dr. Revis at South Florida Plastic Surgery to get reconstruction surgery and start my journey again from 800cc.
This is clearly just a plug for Dr. Revis.
Is he the one who gave her the rotted implant to begin with? Because that ain't no kind of plug to them. He should be sued.
And why are you going back to him?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have just started this page if I had the money, unfortunately. Things haven't been easy as I've had my fan sites taken away, mental and financial difficulty. I'm not ashamed. It's how life is and keeps on going. So I'm asking for donations to get that surgery after I have the implant taken out. I know it's expensive, but it's total reconstruction of both boobs and nipples. Honestly, thank you, Sophie. Kisses.
That's my kitty, Sophie.
God damn.
All right, she's almost halfway there.
Isn't it enough that she does that, inflicts this on the world? We got to pay for it, too?
I mean, we do, right? Like,
why can't she pay her own overhead?
Oh, there's a photo.
No. Come on, Rob. You got to warn me before. Come on, man.
This is honestly, you found the only way to make these two people less sexy than they already were before.
Oh.
Show their concave, deflated titties.
Jesus
I wanted
Christ,
to save
Rob.
Them titties, says Ricardo, who donated 100 euros or pounds.
That's my titties, baby.
That was her titties, baby.
I wish Sophie the best and a speedy recovery.
I mean, I don't want to see anyone suffer physical harm or anything, but it's just...
Seems like that ship sailed.
Yeah.
God damn.
Whatever.
Oof.
All right. Let's go to our music break. Every week, we each pick a song, and you can search for it on Spotify. Just search Livecast Music Break. It's there. We have over 300 songs, 325 songs, totaling 22 hours and 14 minutes. Nice variety. And my pick this week is something a little sillier, a little more dancey. It's from the pop star Kim Petras, who is a lovely trans woman. She's super hot. And her new album is, her new EP is hilarious. It's called Slut Pop. And the song that I picked is Throat Goat.
So the greatest of all time version of
goat?
Yes.
It's all about giving blowjobs.
I was afraid maybe there was some throating a goat going on.
No. Okay. Like, if I could read you some lyrics here.
Please read, yes.
Can we go back to the titty that caved in? I'd rather see that. No, I'm just kidding.
I could take it all, love it big or small, make it hit the wall on the throat goat. I just sucked my ex, no gag reflex. I just had to flex on the throat goat.
That's clever.
It's good.
Give her credit.
And the hook has been stuck in my head all morning, ever since recommending the song.
That's all that's been stuck in your head?
Yeah.
Okay.
No throat goating this morning.
You're not the throat goat?
No.
Oh, Dusty Rose Muffler says Rob is the throat boat.
Oh, I'm the best of all time?
What would you be the goat of, Rob? Sexually.
That's a drop. Say it sexually.
I'm really good at I'm the rim goat.
Really? It doesn't seem like something the top does.
What? Why wouldn't a top? Of course the top.
A tender top.
You got to rim the hole to stick your dick in it. What do you mean? You don't want
to
have
to
lube it up.
You don't
have to, but be nice about it.
Seems like a submissive act to eat someone's ass. Not the negative way.
Is it? I don't know.
Do you care whether it's hairy down there or not? Do you have a preference?
I prefer smooth.
Makes sense.
But if it was hairy... Is it a, sorry, so go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I want you to finish your line of questions.
Have you ever accidentally ingested a dingleberry?
No, you got to check first.
Yeah, that's come on.
But that's not romantic. You got to turn on the big overhead light. You got to.
You don't got to turn it. You just got to
open
it
and you like
open your eyes, take a little sniff. It's fine.
And
do a little finger test.
Have you ever taken a sniff and then like, oh no, not gonna do it.
I think we asked him that one. Right? I think on the first episode when he was gay.
That's when you start fingering. That's where you go for the finger instead.
Are there any deal breakers? That, like, not you won't finger, you'll just leave the room. You're like, I'm done with this.
Well, I mean, if there's visible stains, I will stop the proceedings and I will, in the most polite way possible, tell them to go clean up.
No, you mentioned that once when we talked about this, but I mean... Not that. I mean, would anything that would make you kick them out? Nazi tattoo in their ass cheek?
I don't think that would. I would just hate fuck them. I would fuck them extra hard.
Fair.
I've had hookups where it's like just not working.
Is there?
And then I just stop.
Has this ever happened? Or if not, would this ever happen theoretically? Have you ever invited someone over or met them to have a sexual encounter and they flipped the script on you and topped you?
No.
It would never, couldn't possibly happen.
No. I mean, I don't know. It could happen. I'm not close to the idea, but it just has not happened. There was a scenario where a guy I was with wanted to top me and it was like, okay, I'll give it a shot, but it's just like, it wasn't happening.
Doesn't do it for you.
I wasn't.
Down there?
Huh?
Too tense
was,
down
yeah,
there?
Like, I was too tight. I was too tight. And also, like, the guy's...
Humble
clearly,
brag.
the guy's clearly more of a bottom because he didn't know how to, like, make it work.
So he wanted to just try it on? Is that what it was?
Yeah. Or I think he's more verse. I don't know.
I mean, you're 6'5". Was he anywhere close to your height, like, to do this to you?
No.
That's get him on the call. Let's find out.
What is it,
let's get
what does it matter?
Of story.
It matters because I feel there's it's gay or straight. I feel there's something about that it detracts from it. Like a 5'7" man topping like a 6'2" bodybuilding woman would just be odd, like an odd dynamic. It would probably be.
Yeah, I guess.
And first of all, it would be hard logistically, like where everything matches up on the body. But also, I feel like the much bigger person getting topped would just be rolling their eyes and looking at their phone the whole time. That's just how I picture it.
So close-minded.
Listen, I'm not in that world. I agree. I might be totally off base, but that's what I conjure up.
It didn't work out. it is yet to work out.
Well, so I was right then. How am I close-minded if it didn't work?
But it did not because of the height difference.
You're close-minded. Rob's close-hinded.
Close-hinded. Episode title.
So Darren, what did you pick?
Oh, I picked Gotta Let Your Nuts Hang by the Ghetto Boys.
Speaking of...
It will get in the way of the hind if you do that. But I do have a reason. I was going through and cleaning up my drops, and I found this one by Sid.
Gotta Let Them Nuts Hang.
And I remembered that song, and I don't know if... Now I'm wondering if you said that as a reference to the Ghetto Boys.
I don't think so.
But yeah, Ghetto Boys, great, great song, great album, and everyone check out the Ghetto Boys. Classic 90s, 80s and 90s hip-hop. 80s too, or not just the 90s?
Maybe.
Yeah, 80s. Late 80s.
Late 80s. I think there's a Showtime documentary about Bushwick Bill coming up, or the whole Ghetto Boys.
That sounds fascinating. Well, I'm sure they'd have to be in it, even if it was about
him.
Yeah. That's a little pussycat.
Yeah. And I got into a new band this week for the first time in countless years. The band Drug Church, very good, very, very good. It's like if Superchunk or Archers of Loaf was a hardcore band. They're from Albany. And some TV podcast I listened to mentioned them, and I was like, oh, that sounds like things I like. Let me give this a listen. And it fucking blew my ass out. It was great, so I picked the first song I listened to called Weed Pin by the band Drug Church. It is fantastic. And randomly, the same day that I got into them through that podcast, I listened to somebody in our Discord mentioned that I would like them. And I was like, you're right. 3 hours ago, I heard them for the first time, and it was great. So, yeah,
cool.
Drug Church.
All right. And those are our picks of the week. Make sure to hit up our Spotify playlist, check it out. We also, before we get out of here, to give a shout out to our top Livecast fans of the week. How can you become a top Livecast fan of the week, you ask? Just got to join our Patreon at the $10 tier. If you get everything at the $5 tier, plus you get a little shout out at the end of the show, which is right now. How should we do this?
You got to do it in your Sophie Sepsis voice.
I'm going to check out for this. See you later, guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, hey, Eric, how are you? And Benjamin, please donate to my GoFundMe. My tits are popping out. El Duderino.
Sounds like you have a big song.
Dan R, are you donating to my GoFundMe? Sam, I am donating to my GoFundMe. Mindy Mayer's Kippa. Kippa is what I said when my tit popped. Kippa! Janda and Rabba Ganoush, a.k.a. Justin, I want both of you to come and double-team me as Shastur Sassusitz and Cattle Decaf. Tape it. Dallas, you sound wonderful. Rob of Vampiro, I don't mind a little bite here and there. Hugo likes tacos. Well, I've got quite the taco for you.
Mm.
And Lando.
Is that one collapsing too?
It's actually falling out.
It's falling out into the Lando Danks. But
she
okay
carries her womb in a fucking granny cart in front of her as she goes grocery shopping.
I drank a little LaCroix with my good friends Corey and Scotty H. And then we went and saw Doug Pigman, and you are a pig man after what you did to me, Doug. And I said, Douglas, who are you, Levison? And he told me, hey, guys, it's Josh. And I said, I'm not friends with Rebecca Moore anymore, so it got awkward.
Uh-huh.
That's the show.
Speaking of Livecast fans of the week, Dusty Rhodes Muffler said Bushwick Bill should have been in Tiptoes.
Oh,
how
my
did they
God
miss that? How did they miss that?
Was he still alive at that point?
It was 2002? I don't know. Yeah. 2002 was the movie. But he definitely should. I'm thinking back.
2019. Okay.
I don't
so, yeah,
think. He's... Were there any black dwarves in the movie? Kind of racist now that I
there
think
was fucking David Alan Grier fucking one of the dwarves.
And he was a bit of a stereotypical, like, character, too, I would say.
Yeah, it was all problematic and weird and off-putting.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that angle of problematicness because of all the other stuff. But
yeah,
it's true. I don't think there were any black dwarves. And they're in all walks of life in this movie. They show all kinds of, like, upscale, like happily married dwarves, dwarves with like drug problems, you know, like regular
dwarves
joke.
That aren't actually dwarves, dwarves doing fake southern accents.
Yes.
The whole gamut.
Huge cross section of dwarf life and not a single black one that I remember.
It's fucked up. That's dwarf erasure and we won't stand for it.
Did you find out when BB died?
2019.
Oh,
I thought it was longer ago than that. That's really surprising to me.
I thought he died, like, that's why they stopped being the Ghetto Boys, because he died. Like, that's why they didn't put music out. I guess not.
He was dead to us long before.
Not me.
He knows what he did.
He found out about Bushwick Barry, and he couldn't go on with, oh, hello.
R.I.P. a little legend.
Yeah.
What does R.I.P. stand for this week, Sid?
Oh, my God. Ruptured implant into podcast. Ruptured implant pus. There you go.
Okay. There we go.
Good.
Nice and easy.
All right. Well, that's the show, folks. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Hopefully your implants will remain in place.
We hope.
Yeah, please.
And until then, we'll see you later.
Oh, bye-bye.
That's great. I was like, what are we going to talk about this week? There's not really that much stuff. And holy shit, the show was halfway over.